I am speaking with Nasim Ansari. He is a candidate for Portage City Council, a former member of the Portage City Council as well. Beyond that, tell us a little bit about your background, who you are.
Okay, as you said, you know, my name is Nasim Ansari. And nothing gives me more pleasure than to serve my community. And when I came to this country, you know, back in the 70s, you know, I was very skeptical. I wasn't sure whether I was going to live here. You know, I went to Western Michigan University. I got my degree from there back in 83 also. But this community was so good, so nice, so welcoming. You know, so I said, geez, this is the place to live. And I just want to give something back to this community, to my community I love. And that's the reason, you know, I decided to run for the office. And I was on the council, then I also served on the county board for 10 years. And now I want to come back to the city council. The positions don't matter. What is important is if I can serve my community to the best of my ability. And, you know, I have a master's degree in chemistry, master's in business administration. I worked for the city of Kalamazoo. I retired from there. So I know how a city functions. I've also been, as you said, you know, an elected official. So I know how, you know, that side of the government works. So I'm also aware of that fact. I have been a businessman too. So I know what the issues of the businesses are, you know, what they are looking for. And again, I was an adjunct professor. You know, I've taught various subjects, you know, especially businesses, finance and those. So I understand the accounting, the finance side of this, of the government as well. So with that background and with that experience, I thought that I would be a good candidate to serve my community.
You mentioned you came here in the 1970s. Remind people where you came from.
I was born in India, but I came from Pakistan.
And again, give us a little more idea of why you're running. What do you think are some of the things you'd like to accomplish if you were to get 4 more years on the Portage City Council?
You know, these are the challenging times. And, you know, people have lost their jobs. And again, you know, this state has cut some funding, especially for the local governments. These are, you know, hard times for this local governments. So I think that I would try to keep a balance between the budget or the financing of the city as well as the services that are provided or that we are supposed to provide to our citizens and to our residents. So that's what I intend to do.
Can you give us an idea of what you think may be in terms of challenges? What's the biggest challenge that's facing the city immediately, something that, you know, really needs to be dealt with in the next 6 months? And maybe can you give us an idea if you think there are more chronic issues that the council would likely be dealing with over the entire 4-year term if you were to win it?
Well, we are very lucky to be living in city of Portage. You know, city of Portage does not have, I would say, chronic problems like some other cities. You know, I don't want to mention, you know, other cities here. But what I intend to do is I'm going to do my best to keep taxes low while promoting economic development. And we need to do our best to do that and to create jobs and to retain businesses as well as promote business or invite businesses to our community so that we can build a tax base. That's going to be important for next 4 years as well.
What role, if any, do you think Portage should play in the move to consolidate 911 dispatch in Kalamazoo County?
You know, I just attended that meeting a couple of days ago, and there are lots of unanswered questions there that were brought up, you know, at that meeting. And what I'm going to do is, as far as consolidation, you know, people must understand that there is a difference between consolidation and cooperation. Okay. So I would continue to cooperate with other units of government. So that's what we are going to do in the short term. And then when that report is finalized and we see what the outcome of that report is going to be, I have to keep in mind that I'm going to do whatever is the best interest of whatever is in the best interest of city of Portage and the region as well. So in general, we're going to be looking at that.
Can you give us an idea of what are some of the conditions that you would want to see, the circumstances under which you would say, yes, Portage should join a consolidation effort?
You know, like I said, you know, how is it going to be governed? You know, is it going to be another layer of government? How is it going to be financed? You know, all those issues have to be looked at before that decision could be made. And I'm not privy to that information at the present time until all those reports are in, all the numbers are in. Only then I will be in a position to answer that question, to say, you know what I will be able to do.
But basically, I mean, just give us an idea here. I mean, is it cost? Is it service? Are those, you know?
Of course, you know, the cost, the service, and all those things have to be kept in balance, yes.
Is there any other type of consolidation of government services that you favor or are willing to consider?
You know, I talked about central purchasing, you know, and the reason why I mentioned that central purchasing last time was that if we do the bulk purchasing and for all the units of government, they combine their resources and they say, okay, we are going to order from such and such place, we are going to get some good rates, and that will be, again, to the advantage of the taxpayer. So I think that would be one of those things that I can look at.
In other words, the sort of things that every government has to purchase, yes, you know, office equipment, something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. You know, there is some savings there. So,
you mentioned earlier that there's a line between consolidation and cooperation.
Right.
Talk a little bit about what the difference is and, you know, how where you see the line being and when it's okay to cross it.
See, when people think of consolidation, you know, we say, okay, it's going to be a merger. And, you know, with merger, we are going to, you know, lose few people there. And that is going to be a saving for the community. Here is an example, especially in the school system. If you see that, if you are going to merge in the school system, although it's not related as much to the local government, but again, you know, if you are going to merge all those, don't you think that you are going to need more teachers? What is going to be the size of the class? All those things have to be looked at. But as far as cooperation is concerned, you know, we need to cooperate with each other. We have to look out for each other. We have so. So there is, of course, there's a difference. And again, you know, when we consolidate, you know, services, there is a possibility that you might lose some people. And when that happens, if people move out of the community, it's going to cause a negative effect as well. You know, which is called multiplier effect. You know, people move out of our city. And that is what has happened in Detroit when people moved out of there. You know, they lost their tax base. You know, they have migrated out of there. And now they're looking for people to come back. The state is looking for that. The governor is looking to, you know, at those things.
But what happened in Detroit wasn't really the result of consolidation. That was quality of life and a lot of other things, wouldn't you agree, that caused people to move?
Yeah, that was too. And, you know, there was an issue of public safety. That was the biggest one in Detroit, you know. And they were not, they did not manage it as they should have. And so that's why, you know, I want to make sure that our city doesn't get into that kind of situation. Our city, you know, we are very fortunate and very, very blessed to be living in city of Portage, which is one of the best cities. And as you have seen the data, you know, I think we have been ranked number 4 in the state, you know, the 4th best city to be living in this state. So,
Southwest Michigan First presented results of a study this past summer that showed that local governments need to consider how they spend money, but also how they bring in revenue. Are you in favor of exploring perhaps different methods of raising revenue, and what might they be?
You know, I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but, you know, the economic development, lower taxes, and that's what's going to, we want to make sure that's, it is attractive. The city is attractive to various businesses. And the reason why I keep saying the tax is because you have also experienced the same thing in Allegan. And Perrigo company, they want to move out of not only this, their headquarters is moving out of Allegan, okay, not only the city, but out of the state. They are going to move to Ireland. So, and the reason is because of higher taxes, okay, because that's what's going to be. So we want to make sure that we control our taxes. And as you know, I'm committed to quality economic growth. I'm committed to control taxes. I'm committed to public safety. And I'm also committed to clean environment, if we can all work together.
The issue of property tax assessments has come up in Portage. Would you see any changes that you would want to make there? Do you think that a third party should have a look at the assessments that are done in Portage?
City of Portage has already made changes in their assessment department, and as you are aware of that. So let me get on the council if people want me to be there to represent them. Of course, you know, I'm going to look at all the options, you know, and I'll keep my options open to everything, whatever is in the best interest of the citizens of Portage.
Do you think that there needs to be some sort of review just from the standpoint of fairness, or at least the perception, I guess, because people might view the city doing assessments and determining property values as perhaps tilted in favor of the city bringing in more revenue?
You know, that would be a speculation on my part. You know, if you're looking at this, you know what, how people perceive and to answer that one. But I think, again, you know, I'm going to go back and see, yes, I'm going to keep all my options open. Of course, I'm going to look at, you know, how the city management is performing, how they are doing, in the best interest of our citizens, of our residents.
Portage has had to make some cutbacks and some programs, such as the Summer Entertainment Series. Would you try to bring that back?
Yes, I would like to bring them back, but I would also like to make sure that there is going to be some public-private partnership, because the question, you know, is, you know, where is the money going to come from? Okay. So, yes, I would like to see come back, but it's again going to be some type of public-private partnership. That's what I will be looking at.
Would public-private partnership indicate that there would be some contribution from the city, but you also want to see it from elsewhere? Is that what a partnership would involve?
Yes. See, the city's responsibility is to provide the infrastructure. That's what the city's responsibility has to be. And the businesses come in, the partnerships from, you know, our private investment comes in, and that's what helps the cities.
Are there any other services or programs that you think the city should consider eliminating or scaling back in order to cut costs?
You know, we have managed very well in the city of Portage. There has been balanced budget. There is no legacy cost, you know, that other cities are worried about, you know. Again, as far as balancing the budget, you know, city has done pretty good. I would like to see some improvement on our city, streets there, some maintenance and some better construction there. So that's where I would be looking at, because as you have also heard, tar is cheap. What that means is whoever wants to visit a city or community, the first impression they form about that place is by looking at the streets and roads. And if those streets are broken, cracked, and all that stuff, they say, oh gosh, you know, there's something wrong here. So we want to make sure that we leave a good impression. And city of Portage has been a tree city, a growing city, and a growing city, I meant. And it's a beautiful city. We want to keep it that way.
Have any specific ideas for how you would pay for better street maintenance? I mean, are there other things that you would not spend as much money on so that roads could be better? Or would you get the money from somewhere else?
No, I looked at our budget, you know, and we have 26% in the reserve funds. The average funds in other local governments used to be anywhere from 13 to 16%. And lately, you know, we have decided to increase that to 26% just to make sure that we don't get in trouble later on. So it is kind of nice. But to have that kind of high number, okay, I remember getting into the same situation when I was on the county board, and we raised that to 26%. After speaking with the administration and with the other members on the county board, we were able to allocate funds to the building funds. You know, we took that 6% out of there and said, okay, we are going to use it for building. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, how we allocate, where we allocate, whatever is in the best of our community, how we can serve our community. That's what I am interested in.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
Well, I'm here to serve, and I'm a compassionate person. I listen, and I take pride in serving my community. I wish everyone all the best.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.